Brett Platner now joins us to talk Jackson Heights boys basketball here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats. Jackson Heights is 4-6 on the season, still 4-2 in the Northeast Kansas League, and the return of Northeast Kansas League is what's coming up next on the schedule. Looking back, though, Coach, you had the three games at the Thunder Classic, and you knew going in you were going to see different teams. That was good. You knew you'd see really good teams, which you felt like could be a positive as well. I know some of these games you feel like maybe you hope to be a little more competitive in, but, man, Marysville, St. Mary's obviously won. It was incredibly good. And then Hiawatha, you were able to finally get that last game in on Monday. So what are your biggest takeaways, I guess, kind of just now looking back at the tournament, maybe what this team can learn from those games against that competition moving forward?
You know, just reviewing as a whole, like you said, we face quality opponents and different opponents that we don't see within our league. And you kind of, you know, when you play league schools based on the film and based on the past history of those teams, you know what to expect from them offensively, defensively, what they kind of run as far as their sets are concerned. And outside of just playing some good competition up at Nemaha, we saw a lot of different looks, whether that be full court press, whether that be variations of zone defenses, man defenses that we haven't seen before, and variations of offenses that we haven't scouted to or seen as far as the court was concerned this year. So not only an opportunity to see good competition, like I just mentioned, but an opportunity to see a lot of different looks, which long-term, not only playing good competition, but seeing and experiencing a lot of different things is going to help us within the future. And I think our guys know that. You know, there was good runs, bad runs within the game. Like we mentioned, it would have been nicer to be a little more competitive in a few of them, but if you look at the box scores and breakdowns within the games, there was 5-6 minute stretches in all of those games where we played really well and we were playing even. But it was just, you know, those 5-6 minute runs on the other side where things kind of got out of hand for us, or they went on a 10-0 run and we weren't able to quite stop the bleeding. But, you know, headed into this week, we're going to refocus on our league competition and hopefully be better for it.
Yeah, league schedule will pick back up with JCN, and you know kind of what the league schedule is about. Now, JCN's a team I think that you haven't faced yet. This will be your first meeting against them before a lot of other rematches in the league. But, hey, setting it 4-2 in the league, so I would think that would be an opportunistic approach for these guys, knowing that, hey, these rest of the games this season, we can really come out and compete and make a lot of games up it.
Yeah, our guys are perspective. They know where we're sitting at within the league, whether I tell them or not, and they know that every game coming up here is going to matter. And, you know, you look back on Monday, we have four teams within the NEKL tied at 4-2 within the league. So every game is going to matter every night, and whether that's, you know, the seventh-place team in the league, the third place, the first place, every game matters. You got to find your consistency as a whole if you want to end up on the top end of that, and that's kind of been the message of headed into the rest of the week. And what we're looking for within this team is, like I mentioned, in Nemaha, we had good 5-6 minute spurts, and then we had bad 5-6 minute spurts. So if we can find that consistency and do more of those good things more often and eliminate some of those bad things and stop the bleeding and stop those runs quicker, it should lead us toward having more success in the future.
As I look at it, one more question here. I've asked a couple coaches about this. I mean, and everybody's kind of in the same boat, of course, but you're going to have a lot of games. I mean, you have half your season left, and you're going to play half your season in really less than a month. I mean, if you look at the schedule. So what's kind of the thoughts on just how to navigate what looks to be a whole lot of games, not a lot of practices here to kind of finish the season over the next few weeks?
Yeah, it's certainly tough. It's certainly going to present some challenges. It kind of reminds me, as far as the inconsistencies are concerned, of the COVID year, my first year coaching here at Jackson Heights. Just the uncertainty surrounding things and the uncertainty of whether or not practice would be held this day, the next day, whether or not we'd have a game. And, you know, like I said, certainly presents a ton of challenges, especially with a team that has a lot of new faces and you're trying to blend a lot of different chemistry with a lot of different guys. Outside of the games itself happening so regularly, that missed practice time over the past 2 weeks or so has been a big hurt, in my opinion, as far as we're concerned, because I really thought that game before some of those snow days happened, we were figuring some things out. And, you know, then a long layoff happens, and, you know, we had an injury to one of our players in the midseason tournament. So that chemistry is being tested over and over again, and guys are being thrust into a lot of different roles. But, you know, hopefully if we can get some consistency coming up here with those practices, and we can, you know, learn more from those games as they come. Like I said, we're looking to put a strong finish towards the year. I know these guys are capable of it, and I know they're up for the challenge. So I'm excited to see what lies ahead for us.
Sounds great, Coach. Thanks for your time, and best of luck here in your upcoming games.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Brett Plattner is the head coach for the Jacksonites boys. The Cobra Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, also by the Netawaka Family Fitness Center, and by Farm Bureau, Rob Wareham and staff in Holton.